Less than 10% of the total population has asthma, but this spring, those with the disease accounted for nearly a third of all hospitalizations for H1N1 flu. It's not known exactly why this group is at higher risk. Asthma medications may blunt a person's immune response to the new flu, or the person's decreased lung function may play a role. In an effort to better protect those with asthma, Dr. William Bussey is leading a clinical trial that involves giving some patients twice the dose of vaccine than others.
I think the trial is going to be answering an important question as far as vaccination is concerned and effectiveness of vaccination. It's also going to be answering an important question as to whether or not patients with asthma are responding normally, particularly in view of the fact that this is a group of individuals that seems to be at increased risk for bad outcomes if they do get H1N1.
Doctors won't know until next year how well or poorly asthma sufferers in the study fight off the virus, depending on different amounts of vaccine. In the meantime, Bussey advises those with asthma to get vaccinated against H1N1. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.